It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Make It, the indie film podcast.
Okay, get ready for a deep dive today. Yeah, we're going into the world of independent film.
Okay.
With this filmmaker, Lexi Mosby.
Right.
Have you heard of her?
I have, yeah. Her work is really interesting, really compelling.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we got this interview with her and like I was really blown away by just how much she was willing to share.
Yeah.
And how honest she was and just like the rawness of it.
It's refreshing.
Yes, exactly.
To see that kind of honesty, especially with some of the topics she tackles, right?
Yeah.
It's not easy to put yourself out there like that.
No.
And to be so open and vulnerable, especially on film.
Yeah. And I think that's what's so great is that she is only like 21.
Oh, wow. She's that young.
Yeah, she's a senior in college.
And she's already doing this? That's amazing.
Yeah, double majoring in film and psychology.
Yeah, that's an interesting combination.
Right.
You don't see that every day.
No, but it makes sense, right?
It does, yeah, when you think about the kind of stories she's drawn to. These complex characters, the inner lives that she explores, it's like psychology is woven into her filmmaking.
It totally is.
And she's from Arkansas, right?
Yeah, which is, I mean...
not the first place you think of for like cutting edge filmmaking.
No, not really. I mean,
but I think Arkansas, I think Bill Clinton, Walmart, you know.
Right, exactly. Those two.
But she talks about Arkansas in a way that I never really considered, you know?
Yeah.
She talks about these thriving art scenes, especially in places like Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Hot Springs, like who knew?
And that there are all these rural communities,
right,
kind of existing at the same time.
Yeah. And that's important to remember because that's her backdrop.
It is.
That's where she's coming from. And it informs her work in ways that maybe we don't even realize.
So one of the things we want to talk about is her short film, Morning Room.
Okay. Intense title.
It is. And it's an intense film.
What's it about?
So it tackles this really difficult topic, the intersection of purity culture.
Oh, wow.
And sexual assault.
That's heavy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's something that, you know, Lexi herself has spoken out about experiencing.
And purity culture, just for our listeners who may not be familiar.
Yes. Good point.
It's this idea prevalent in some conservative Christian communities that emphasizes abstaining from sex until marriage.
Right. And it's not just about abstinence. It's this whole set of rules.
Exactly.
And expectations placed on young people, especially, you know, young women.
And that pressure, it can be really damaging.
It can be incredibly damaging.
So in Morning Room, Lexi basically throws us right into the middle of that world.
She does. And like, she doesn't hold back at all.
So what's the basic premise of the film?
So it's about this young woman who's in a Christian relationship and she discovers that her boyfriend has been molesting her in her sleep.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's heady stuff.
It is. And, you know, we should probably just acknowledge here for anyone listening who's experienced something similar, this could be really tough to hear.
Definitely. Trigger warning for sure.
And it's a testament to Lexi's bravery as a filmmaker that she's willing to go there. To tell this story.
Yeah.
Because it's not an easy story to tell.
No. And especially because she said in the interview, you know, she was really motivated to make the film because she felt like the way sexual assault is often portrayed in media just didn't ring true to her own experience.
Wow. So she's really reclaiming the narrative here.
She is.
Taking control of her story.
Yeah.
And telling it on her own terms.
Yeah. And that's what's so powerful about it.
Absolutely. That's huge.
So we actually got to hear a clip in the interview.
Oh, really?
From Morning Room.
Okay.
And there was this one scene where the boyfriend, it seems like he's apologizing, but you don't know the full context yet.
Right.
And it's so chilling because it's like he's trying to convince himself more than he's trying to apologize to her.
It's like that thing in horror movies where you know something's about to happen.
Exactly.
And the character has no idea.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, gosh. So creepy.
And the actress, Lauren Clark, who plays the girlfriend, Yeah.
She was amazing, right, in that
clip. Oh, she's so good in this.
And it made me think about what they were saying in the interview about how, like, she brought a lot of her own personal experience to the role.
Right. And I think that's what makes it so powerful, right?
Yes.
Because you can tell that it's coming from a real place.
Yes.
And Lexi talked about how important that was to have an actress who could really understand and convey the character's emotional state.
And I thought it was interesting what they were saying about, like, wanting even the characters who do bad things to, like, not be these one-dimensional villains.
It's more interesting that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because in real life, people are complicated.
Yeah.
Nobody sees themselves as the villain of their own story, right?
Right.
So to really understand why someone would do something like this, you have to get inside their head.
And that's where her background in psychology probably comes in handy.
Oh, totally. Yeah. She's not just telling a story. She's dissecting these characters.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what makes them tick. So I do have to ask about this one thing, because I know it's come up with Morning Room.
Yeah. What's that?
The idea that the female character goes back to her boyfriend, like, too quickly.
I can see how people might feel that way.
And Lexi actually addresses that in the interview.
She does.
Yeah. And she has a really interesting perspective on it.
Well, what does she say?
So she talks about how, especially within, you know, purity culture, there's this immense pressure to make a relationship work.
Yeah. No matter what.
No matter what. Because, you know, if it doesn't work out, then it's like, what does that say about you?
And about your faith. And your worthiness.
Exactly. And there's this fear of judgment from your community, your family.
Right. It's like you're letting everyone down if you don't make it work.
And then there's also this element of, like,
hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Self-blame that she talks about.
Right. That the victim might internalize what happened and blame themselves.
Yeah. Which is heartbreaking.
It is. But it's also a reality for a lot of survivors. And I think Lexi's background in psychology allows her to portray that in a way that feels very authentic and very real.
I think so, too. And it makes you think about, like, all the other stories that are out there.
Right. That we don't hear about.
Exactly.
The ones that are silenced by shame, by fear, by the very institutions that are supposed to be protecting these young people.
Yeah.
It's a tough pill to swallow, but it's a conversation that needs to be had.
Absolutely. So, moving on a little bit.
Okay.
I was fascinated by what Lexi was saying about her film school experience.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that.
So she went to the University of Central Arkansas.
Okay.
Which, you know, isn't exactly USC.
Right. Not exactly Hollywood.
No. But she talks about her professors with such, like, reverence.
Really?
Yeah. She describes them as, like, these incredible mentors.
Mm-hmm. That's so important.
It is. And she said that each of them had their own strengths, you know, their own way of teaching.
Right.
That really shaped her.
So they gave her the tools and the guidance to find her own voice.
Yes, exactly. And I loved this one part where she's talking about, like, the importance of just diving in.
Yeah, she used that analogy of the diving board, right?
Yes. She was like, until you decide to jump off the diving board, you're not going in the deep end.
That's so true. You can't be afraid to take risks.
Exactly.
Especially in a field like filmmaking.
And it's not just about, like, the technical stuff either.
Right.
She was really big on, like, hands-on experience.
Yeah, she talks about the film club, right?
Yes, and how important that was for her to, like, experiment and collaborate with other students.
It's one thing to learn the theory in a classroom.
Yeah.
But it's another thing entirely to actually get out there and make a film.
Absolutely.
It really is. Like, you can read all the manuals in the world about how to drive a car.
Right.
But until you get behind the wheel, you know.
Yeah.
It's all theoretical.
You're not really driving.
Exactly.
And speaking of driving, Lexi's not slowing down.
What do you mean?
Well, she's got these two new films in the works.
Oh, really?
And they sound completely different from Morning Room.
Oh, wow. Okay, tell me everything. What are they about?
Okay, so the first one is called Hosts.
Hosts, okay.
And it's like, imagine The Breakfast Club.
I love The Breakfast Club.
Me too. But instead of detention,
yeah,
it's this, like, unexpected family that forms over the course of a day.
So like found family.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
I love that.
And it's about this young boy, Baker, whose parents are going through a divorce. And he ends up spending the day with these three older men who kind of become like his surrogate grandfathers for the day.
That's so sweet.
And they each have their own like life lessons and wisdom.
Oh, I love that.
That they impart on him.
It sounds heartwarming.
It does, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but then the other film.
Okay, what's that one?
It's called After School.
After School.
Okay, and this one is totally different. It's like if Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh my gosh, I love that movie.
It was set in elementary school.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued.
And it's about this little girl, Emma Grace.
Emma Grace.
Who gets cheated on.
Cheated on.
By this boy in her class.
Oh no, third grade heartbreak.
I know, right? But she's not going to let him get away with it.
What does she do?
So she enlists the help of her grandma.
Her grandma?
Yes, her grandma Gigi.
Oh, I love Grandma Gigi already.
Me too. And together, they plot this hilarious revenge.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
I know, right?
Lexi's got range.
She does.
From the heavy drama of Morning Room to like heartwarming family stuff to like revenge comedies.
I know.
She can do it all.
It's pretty incredible. And for someone so young, I mean.
I know. It makes you wonder what she's going to do next, right?
Exactly. But for now, if you want to check out her work, you can find her on Instagram.
Okay.
It's Lexi Space L. Space Mosby.
Got it. I'm going to look her up.
You should. And keep an eye out for her films because like I said, they're going to be everywhere. I can feel it.
Yeah, she's going places.
So from exploring the complexities of purity culture and sexual assault.
Yeah.
To heartwarming stories about found family and hilarious tales of third grade revenge.
Lexi Mosby is definitely a filmmaker to watch.
Absolutely. And that's it for today's deep dive into the world of Lexi Mosby.
That was fascinating.
I know, right? I always love these deep dives. They make you think.
They really do.
And they introduce you to these incredible artists.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Who are out there, like, pushing boundaries and challenging conventions.
And telling stories that matter.
Exactly.
With heart and with honesty.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Until next time.
Hey everybody, Chris here. Before you go, if you enjoy our work and want to support what we do at Make It, please subscribe to the Make It Podcast channel on YouTube and rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We have terrific tees, hoodies, hats, and more at cottonbureau.com. Just search for the Make It Podcast and our store will come right up. If you have feedback for us, email us at contact@bonsai.film. Our insider newsletter, Indie Insights, is available at www.bonsai.film/subscribe. You can also follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and X @_makeitpodcast. Until next time, and on behalf of the entire team at Make It, be better, be creative, be engaged, and thank you for listening.
That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.